Superior's funding would have taken the largest cut from $148,000 to $56,000 a year. State Senator Bob Joke of Poplar says with a refinery and oil pipelines, the potential for a hazmat response is as great in Superior as anywhere in the state, and downgrading them from an A team to a B team is a bad idea.
Seems to me that Wisconsin Emergency Management wanted to create a new statewide program with less resources than the current statewide program has, at the same time that we're realizing that there are increased demands and potential accidents or activities that could put our citizens at risk.
Other A hazmat teams are in Green Bay, Eau Claire, Madison, and Milwaukee. Jouk says the state's about-face means Superior, Racine, and La Crosse will continue to get A-team funding for equipment and training. He expects the state to propose changes again, but this time with more input from legislators. State Emergency Management spokeswoman Lori Getter says the new proposal was simply trying to adjust hazmat teams to what she calls homeland security realities.
We want to do this right. This program's been in effect for 20 years now, and we want to make it up to date, especially in the event of homeland security and other needs by businesses and with hazardous materials.
Joke says the current hazmat system was developed in response to the 1992 so-called Toxic Tuesday railroad chemical spill that forced 50,000 people to evacuate from the Duluth Superior area for several hours. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.